This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Megachurch pastor Andy Stanley made some controversial headlines last fall after his new book said Christians need to unhitch the Old Testament from their faith. During a long-form video interview, Stanley set the record straight recently. Find out what he said after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. Pastor Andy Stanley recently defended his claim that parts of the Old Testament were rendered obsolete and outdated by Jesus' new covenant. Stanley's new book, Irresistible, debuted to some controversy last fall after he emphasized the wonder of the new covenant of Christ by noting that the old covenant was no longer relevant. Critics accused him of heresy. But the megachurch pastor sought to clarify his position this month during an uncut interview with 100 Huntley Street's Maggie John. Stanley cites Hebrews 8:13, which in the NIV translation says, "By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear." In the video interview, John asks Stanley about his use of the word obsolete, to which he says, "I think if the average evangelical pastor got up and quoted those verses in Hebrews without telling people they were in the Bible, they may lose their job, but it is right there. Hebrews is written by a Jewish person who says that covenant you grew up on is obsolete and outdated, which means one of the authors of the Bible said part of the Bible is obsolete and outdated. Now there are people watching this interview that think I'm making that up. They've never seen those verses. But it's so consistent with what Paul taught. It's so consistent with the Sermon on the Mount." Stanley went on to affirm there will always be a place for the Old Testament, but asserted that the New Covenant is superior and has replaced it. He asked, "Why would you reach back to an inferior covenant with inferior promises when God has given you a better covenant with better promises? Of course, there will always be a place for every part of the Old Testament and the Old Covenant within the Old Testament in our Christian preaching and teaching and application. But again, understanding the context is very important." What do you think of Stanley's clarification? To read more of his answers or to watch the full interview for yourself, visit charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.